Hi, friends, and welcome to the Root and Rise podcast. My name is Brianne, and with each episode, I intend to plant some seeds of insight, help you water them with love, and send you off with a little extra light to help you root and rise. Today, we're talking all about self-love. But first, I would like to acknowledge you, my listener and friend, for being here with me today. You are the reason for this podcast. I appreciate your presence, and I'm really excited to help you root and rise.
The focus for this podcast is self-love, and if you're watching this on YouTube, you're getting a glimpse of my new apparel line. But if you're listening to the podcast version of this episode, I am wearing a shirt that says self-loved, because that's my goal for all of us to be self-loved. Keep an eye out for updates as my new apparel line launches. I'm really excited to launch these new clothes filled with empowering and loving messages about mental health, personal growth, and healing from trauma. But for now, let's dive into my top five self-love practices. I talked about this first one in my episode on why you need a daily gratitude practice to improve your mental health. But in today's, I'm putting a little bit of a twist on it. We're focusing more on self-love and self-gratitude while we're practicing this. So for this gratitude practice, I do choose to practice it at night. However, you can do it however you want. I do it at night because it helps me to keep my mind from wandering and worrying. I usually end up falling asleep at some point during this practice, but like I said, you can do this at the start of your day, on your lunch break, in your car, while you're driving, as long as you're still paying attention. The best time to practice this is when it's best for you. If you're trying to force this and do it at a time that's not practical for you, it's not actually going to end up working. So don't fight it and just do what works best for you. And remember, this practice is meant to be empowering and relaxing. So don't focus too much on the structure that I give you surrounding the practice. You can really make it your own. Don't be so stressed out over trying to follow the rules that I give you, because they're not rules. It's just kind of general guidelines for how to practice. When I do it, I'm generally changing and ebbing and flowing my practice itself. I'm changing it daily to match where I'm at in that moment. And if I get stuck at some point during the practice, I just move on. I have some grace for myself and I just move on, because that's self-love, right? I'm here to give you permission to give yourself grace. Okay, so this first one I call my gratitude alphabet game. I start by picking a letter of the alphabet. Let's start with A just to keep it really simple. Now we are going to be trying to find five things about ourselves that we love or that we're proud of. Because this is focused on self-love, these can be qualities, personality traits, or even experiences you have overcome. So with the letter A, I might pick my attitude, because I love that I tend to have a positive and kind attitude towards life. Or it might be my aspirations, because that's something that keeps me driving forward in life and that I'm really proud of. You can be creative with these choices too. Sometimes I will choose experiences that I've overcome or lessons that I've learned. This is kind of a loving way to reframe those negative or painful experiences that we've had into more of a positive or uplifting one. That alone has helped me process and move through lingering pain and trauma in my life. And if you have any body image issues like I do, then I have an added challenge for you. Of course, it's okay to pick out positive physical attributes about ourselves, but I suggest focusing more on the good things your body does instead of how it looks. For example, choosing to love my arms, not for how they look, but because they help carry my little ones around all day. And depending on how much time you have for this practice, you'll continue to work through the alphabet. Some days, this might be the only moment that I stop to take and really focus on loving and appreciating myself. That's so important. And the second self-love practice that I have for you today is positive self-talk. Daily compliments. You deserve them. Sure, we all love getting compliments, and it's nice to get them from other people, but it's more meaningful when we're able to give them to ourselves. I don't know about you, but I have a mean girl in my head that kind of makes it hard for me to be nice to myself. Doing an intentional practice to change the way I talk to myself from a negative self-talk into more of a positive self-talk has really improved my relationship with myself. I kind of have a rule of thumb that if you wouldn't say it to your best friend or a loved one, you shouldn't be saying it to yourself. But that's easier said than done. We all have that little voice in our head that's a lot harsher on ourselves than we would be on loved ones. So let's work on changing that. The second self-love practice is focused on complimenting yourself every single time you see a mirror. And I'm talking every single time. That means every time you go to the bathroom, boom, there's a mirror there, right? So you need to be looking at yourself and finding something to compliment. And while my last practice asked you to not focus on physical attributes, this one can. It has helped me work through some body image issues, especially if you do it naked. But again, if you are going to focus on these physical things that you love about yourself, I recommend doing that gratitude alphabet game along with this. That way you're not solely focused on those physical things. If you find yourself struggling with this positive self-talk, I want you to know it's super normal, especially in the beginning. We're not used to speaking to ourselves in this way, and it can be really hard to catch ourselves. I have a lot of free resources to help you work through that. I will have links in my show notes for positive affirmations that you can use each day and self-love journal prompts that I personally use. I challenge you to go download both of those free resources and pick one self-love journal prompt and one self-love positive affirmation to use each day. And if you need an even deeper dive into your self-talk, I have podcast episodes talking about how to overcome perfectionism, imposter syndrome, and a lot of other topics that will help you work through that. And the third self-love practice that I have is just honoring your feelings. This might feel really strange to do at first because a lot of times we're putting other people's needs before our own. And I understand that we have obligations and rules to follow in life. So I'm not necessarily talking about those, but I'm talking about the situations where you can choose to put yourself first. This might feel really selfish at first when you're practicing it, but know that choosing to care for yourself first and kind of put your own life jacket on first will help you to better be there for others, be more present, and to help them. You can't care for others if you're not taking the time to care for yourself. So honoring yourself will be honoring your feelings and your current experience. It might be setting boundaries. And with boundaries, it can be really uncomfortable. And I feel like they've gotten a really bad rep. But boundaries are super healthy. Think about all of the relationships you have in your life. If you're married, you have boundaries. Those are vows, things that you have promised one another to keep your relationship healthy and expectations clear. Your workplace has boundaries. Those are the policies that you have to abide by. You even have boundaries with your friends or your kids with how you're willing to let them treat you. And if boundaries feel really uncomfortable to set at first, it might help to reframe it into thinking that saying no to somebody else is actually saying yes to yourself. And of course, some people won't understand. Some people might even get upset with you for setting boundaries. But don't let that stop you from honoring yourself and where you're at in that moment. Do your best to explain to them what you are experiencing and why you're choosing to do what you can to honor your feelings. Hopefully, this will allow you to lead by example and help to start normalize honoring ourselves where we're at. And the next self-love practice is self-care. I used to get these confused when I heard them. Self-care, self-love, to me, they were kind of one and the same. But now that I've really explored both of those definitions, to me, self-care is the act of self-love. Self-care is putting in the time and the energy and the effort to care and love on yourself in the way that you deserve. I challenge you to do one self-care activity each day, whether that's big or small. And it's important to remember that self-care looks different to everybody. And even for yourself, it can look different from day to day. Kind of along the lines with honoring yourself and your feelings and where you're at, I like to take a moment each day to kind of assess where I'm at and what I need before choosing what my self-care activity will be. Some days that might look like something more active, like going for a walk or doing some yoga. And some days it might be more restorative, like getting a massage or taking a nap. Self-care can even look like binging Netflix or reading a book. It's not always face masks and nail polish, although those are great things that I still do for self-care some days. Promise yourself 5 to 10 minutes each day to do one self-care activity. You don't have to limit yourself, but at least having this one promise to yourself each day, you can guarantee that you're getting just that little bit of self-care in. And in case you need the reminder again, self-care is not selfish. You deserve to be cared for. And my last self-care practice is ensuring that you're continually growing and healing. This is something that needs to be done intentionally. Growing and healing isn't something that should just only happen after a great transition in life, after you have a baby or a great loss, a breakup, or a traumatic experience. Think of it like maintenance. If you're not doing the proper maintenance to care for your car, it's going to break down. And if you're not doing the proper maintenance to care for yourself, guess what? You're probably going to break down too. And when you're intentionally growing, learning, and healing yourself, you are going to ensure that you're staying in a place of a growth mindset. I'll be diving into a whole series on growth in December, where you can learn the difference between a growth mindset and a fixed mindset. But until then, I have lots of other podcast episodes that talk about healing and growing that you can dive into before we get into that growth series. And I can't talk about growing and healing anything without talking about therapy as well. I am a huge advocate for therapy. Doing your own self-work to heal, process, and grow through traumatic experiences is great, and I encourage that, but it's not a replacement for therapy. If you need any resources to help you find a good therapist, I have plenty of those. As a military family, we are constantly moving around, and I'm constantly trying to find a new therapist every time we do. So I have a lot of experience in that area, and I'm more than willing to share some of that wisdom with you while you start your therapy journey. And just like my shirt says, my goal is to help you become self-loved. You are deserving and worthy of all of the love, especially from yourself.
Thank you for tuning in to the Root and Rise podcast. As always, I am so grateful to have you here with me today. I hope that this has brought you some insight and inspired you to root and rise in your own life. I love hearing from you. So please follow me on Instagram at Root and Rise Podcast, and be sure to send your comments, questions, or just reach out to say hello. I love making new friends. If you would like to review notes on today's episode, head over to rootandriseblog.com. Make sure to subscribe. And if you loved what you heard today or know someone who would benefit from hearing it, please take a screenshot and tag me to share this on your social media. My name's Brianne, and until next time, I'll be sending you so much light so you too can root and rise.